the Peppet Moth?
It's a fraud.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the family book, The Dinosaurs of Eden. Ken, I remember learning in school about the famous peppered moths in England as supposed evidence for evolution. Tell us about that episode.
Well, I too studied about the peppered moths in my biology class at high school. I remember how I was taught there were light and dark forms of this moth and an in-between shade. And before the Industrial Revolution, birds supposedly saw more of the dark moths than the light ones on the tree trunks, and thus they ate more dark ones. And then during the Industrial Revolution, because of soot on the trees, the opposite happened. Then the pollution was reduced and the situation reverted back to the original. I was taught this was a great showcase for evolution. But it's only an example of natural selection, which has nothing to do with molecules to man evolution, so it was never a problem for creationists anyway. But scientists have now revealed that the moths we saw pictured on the trees were bred in a lab. They were stuck on the trees. And the moths don't even live on the tree trunks, but probably in the leaves anyway. And when they set up their traps, the number of the shades of moths didn't even fit with their theory at all. You know, it just goes to show that man's word can't always be trusted. But we can always trust the Word of God.
The Bible can also be trusted when it talks about the origin of the universe. This fascinating topic is a theme found in one of our free booklets, available on our website, answersradio.com. Answersradio.com.